Task 1. In this section, you will hear the life story of an extraordinary scientist called Caroline Herschel. Your task is to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true. B means false. C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Woke, I found my life was not my own. My brother took me to look for stars somewhere so far from home.
Caroline Herschel was born in Hanover, Germany, in 1750. She was the eighth child and fourth daughter of Isaac Herschel and his wife, Anna Ilse Moritzen. At the age of 10, Caroline was struck with typhus, which limited her growth so that she never grew past 4'3". Her family thought that she would never marry, and her mother felt it was best for her to train to be a house servant. However, her father wished her to receive an education, and taught her directly or included her in her brother's lessons. The family was very musical, and her older brother, William, eventually moved to England to work as a music teacher and organist. At the age of 22, Caroline left Hanover to join him in England. There, she took on the responsibilities of running his household and started learning to sing. Caroline took several singing lessons a day from William, who was busy with his musical career organizing public concerts. She became the principal singer at his concerts and acquired such a reputation as a vocalist that she was offered an engagement for the Birmingham Festival, but she turned it down because she refused to sing for any conductor but William. Although she was successful, she didn't blend in with the local society and made few friends. Then, something quite unexpected happened. William became increasingly interested in astronomy, transforming himself from a musician to an astronomer. Caroline, again, supported his efforts. She said, somewhat bitterly in her memoir, "I did nothing for my brother but what a well-trained puppy dog would have done. That is to say, I did what he commanded me." In addition to assisting her brother with his observations and in the building of telescopes, Caroline became a brilliant astronomer in her own right, discovering new nebulae and star clusters. She was the first woman to discover a comet, she discovered 8 in total, and the first to have her work published by the Royal Society. She was also the first British woman to get paid for her scientific work when William persuaded his patron to reward his assistant with an annual salary. By the way, William was named the King's personal astronomer after his discovery of Uranus in 1781. After William's death in 1822, Caroline retired to Hanover. There she continued her astronomical work, compiling a catalogue of nebulae. She died in 1848, aged 97, after receiving many honours in her field, including a gold medal from the Royal Astronomical Society.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Not my own. My brother took me to look for stars somewhere so far from home.
Caroline Herschel was born in Hanover, Germany, in 1750. She was the eighth child and fourth daughter of Isaac Herschel and his wife, Anna Ilse Moritzen. At the age of 10, Caroline was struck with typhus, which limited her growth so that she never grew past 4'3". Her family thought that she would never marry, and her mother felt it was best for her to train to be a house servant. However, her father wished her to receive an education and taught her directly or included her in her brother's lessons. The family was very musical, and her older brother, William, eventually moved to England to work as a music teacher and organist. At the age of 22, Caroline left Hanover to join him in England. There, she took on the responsibilities of running his household and started learning to sing. Caroline took several singing lessons a day from William, who was busy with his musical career organizing public concerts. She became the principal singer at his concerts and acquired such a reputation as a vocalist that she was offered an engagement for the Birmingham Festival, but she turned it down because she refused to sing for any conductor but William. Although she was successful, she didn't blend in with the local society and made few friends. Then something quite unexpected happened. William became increasingly interested in astronomy, transforming himself from a musician to an astronomer. Caroline, again, supported his efforts. She said, somewhat bitterly in her memoir, "I did nothing for my brother but what a well-trained puppy dog would have done. That is to say, I did what he commanded me." In addition to assisting her brother with his observations and in the building of telescopes, Caroline became a brilliant astronomer in her own right, discovering new nebulae and star clusters. She was the first woman to discover a comet, she discovered 8 in total, and the first to have her work published by the Royal Society. She was also the first British woman to get paid for her scientific work, when William persuaded his patron to reward his assistant with an annual salary. By the way, William was named the King's personal astronomer after his discovery of Uranus in 1781. After William's death in 1822, Caroline retired to Hanover. There she continued her astronomical work, compiling a catalogue of nebulae. She died in 1848, aged 97, after receiving many honours in her field, including a gold medal from the Royal Astronomical Society.